is just a 15-foot trailer.
Right.
Well, I took them inside, explaining them the whole procedure, theory, all these different things that I was doing with it. And but I had a base camp, modern base camp brochure on the counter, on the mock-up counter in there. And I said, I'm using this as sort of a baseline to, I want to beat the base camp in every way possible, you know, in terms of what this trailer has to offer. And I think we talked a little bit about this, you know, not being an Airstream, it's sort of a more boxy aluminum riveted trailer from the 40s. It was only made for 2 years. And, you know, I've made it to fit motorcycles and stuff inside, but it still has all this, you know, queen-size bed that turns into a dinette that turns into two couches, you know, a bunch of this stuff. But the most interesting thing I showed them, and they were really kind of amazed, is that the Mobile Glide, my planned final weight, which I don't think I'm far off at this point, is one-third of the base camp.
Oh. There you go.
So I think the base camp is like 3,600 pounds or something.
Yeah.
I'm shooting for 1,200.
Nice.
You know, so, and when I weighed that trailer without the cabinetry in it before I started rebuilding it, and with the old frame, the frame is somewhat heavier duty now than it was, but anyway, it was only 860 pounds. So, you know, I'm obviously adding some on the interior cabinetry, but I'm making all the cabinetry out of aluminum and then skinning it with veneer so it'll look like it's all this hardwood cabinetry that's all of maybe an eighth of an inch thick.
Right.
But anyway, it's, I know it doesn't make any kind of financial sense, you know, doing this, because even when it's all done, you know, it's, you know, the number of hours I put into it is not going to make any kind of financial sense whatsoever. But I just thought it was a really cool exercise, and I wanted to have something interesting that I could tow behind a very small vehicle.
Right.
And, but it's interesting that you could potentially make a trailer that's a similar size, has more bells and whistles inside it, and weigh a third of what their offering is a similar size.
I know. That's right. But I think you're right. Any of our restorations, really, they're not a financial investment. They're a labor of love. And, you know, they're a long-term investment, though, too, to have what we like and have it last a long time.
Well, exactly. You know, you've already said your kids are fighting over your trailer because you've got two kids and one trailer.
Yeah, it was funny because, like I said, we went to... I sent you some pictures of that bunkhouse to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the one dealer, and we went in some just standard old fifth wheels and, you know, the slides, and my daughter was like, oh, these are great. Look how much room they have. And I'm like, yeah, but look how this is made. Well, but it's really nice, you know. And then we went to the Airstream dealer. Well, wait a minute. These are way better than what we saw. And I said, yeah, but how do you compare that to our 1960? And they go, oh, no, yeah, we like the aesthetic of our 60. They're probably just telling me what I want to hear, though, right? So.
Yeah, this bunkhouse, this thing is, that is Ultimate Airstreams. That's in, I think they're in Oregon. I met the guys at Lumapalooza this year. They had a vendor's booth.
Mm-hmm.
And they do all kinds of customization. But it's all on the new trailers, and I mean, they had a price list that they gave out. It was like pretty pricey, but you know, any custom work is going to be pricey. But the reality is, you know, like, you know, it's this much. We'll take out your couch and we'll put in two leather, like Lazy Boy type chairs and stuff.
Yeah. And, I thought it was pretty cool, though. I mean, if you needed it, you know, it's pretty nicely done.
Yeah.
The other picture with the TV, that was not in that bunkhouse. That was just in another flying.
I'm looking at your TV. The other scenario that is baffling to me is, look at the colors of the different plates that you're, you know, we'll do a white one here, we'll do a black one, I think, is that black or silver or something? It's a silver base plate with a black plug thing going into it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess that one's a HDMI, oh, that's what that is. So there's a black small rectangle with a white Decora trim around it. That's your HDMI extender from the Blu-ray player. And then you're right, above that is a stainless steel plate